know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
Yeah, you know why? He didn't have to. No president has ever had to look into foreign interference in a former election because there wasn't this kind of subversive plot underway to undermine the other political party, Joe Biden. And yeah, you're going to get asked that 100 times a day on the campaign trail, bucko. So either get ready to face it and have a better attitude, or just be ready to stay in third place in your little Democratic primary, because your fundraising is terrible. You've dropped in the polls and everybody thinks you're cooked. Your goose is cooked. And it, if you stay out of prison, that might be being generous. Joe Biden over the weekend ticked that the press corps won't ask him about Donald J. Trump. Anyway, more on that in just a second. Tonight, if you happen to be in the Fort Lee area, I'd like to invite you to stop in at the Cuba Eatery. It's a grand opening get together for Cuba Restaurant. They are the cover restaurant of Dining Out magazine. Dining Out is the partner to our Dining Out Dialogue broadcasts. And Cuba at 2139 Hudson Terrace, 7 to 9 tonight. They're going to have hors d'oeuvres and beverages and raffles. It's all going to have lots of fun. That's 2139 tonight, Hudson Terrace, Fort Lee, New Jersey. I might make an appearance sometime around 7:30. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to do my best. But come on out and celebrate with Cuba and the Dining Out folks as we celebrate the grand opening and the cover story that they are for Dining Out magazine this week. Now, finally, New York just won a lawsuit to retrieve Trump's tax returns, said Charlie Kirk on Twitter earlier today. But here's an interesting fact. Despite spending the last 3 years demanding that the president turn his tax returns over, Nancy Pelosi has never released hers. Now, I don't know about you. I think it might be kind of interesting to see how a politician became a millionaire than to understand how a billionaire became president. One makes a lot more sense to me than the other. But then again, I just am thinking in terms of common sense. I don't have all that fancy political junk running around in my head that justifies all the crazy stuff that these people have to tell themselves every day just to get out of bed. Anyway, interesting parallel. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you tomorrow.